listen. It's two fellas that really put the more in morbidly obese. Cliff and Kendall.
Do what you do.
You got some boogers in your wing way, Kendall.
You're about this kid.
Cliff and Kendall. This show is all on fire.
Oh, Kendall, is this portable recording device on?
Oh, it's on, Cliff. We're here.
Oh my God, Kendall, is that
Kimble?
Oh my God, Kendall, is that a swamp viper on your leg?
Jesus, what the hell? Get that off of me!
Oh, here, take this magazine and shoo it away. There you go.
I don't think swamp vipers like magazines very much.
I knew that Newsweek would come in handy for some thump.
We're talking about body hair this week.
Oh, no. Body hair. Because, okay, we were on our way back from the outlet mall in Smackover. Uh-huh. We were in Mr. Snodbottom's van.
Which I have now deemed the Mini Sass Express.
And we all wish that you had not. But, he said, we're going to take this shortcut through the West Busheltown swamplands, and we were stuck in the mud in the swamp. So we had to do this. There's a swamp animal, and we had to do the show because, you know, it's this showtime and the show must go on. In times of adversity, Kendall, in terms of our show, I think of, you know, what about those Broadway performers who have to get out there and just give them the good show the day after something bad happens.
That's why we always carry our mini recording set up so we can do the show wherever we need to do it.
Because this show comes first.
It does. I know Mr. Snodbot and Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Turn are working hard on getting the van out of the mud, but show must go on.
The show must go on. You remember that song?
Wait, am I sinking? Oh, are God. You? Let me scoot over here.
Here, hold on. Hold on to me. Pull up. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Oh, gosh.
Oh, shit. I got mud all over my feet.
I did. I slipped. Did you see me earlier? I slipped.
Did I see you? I spit my drink out. That was last
hour. I tripped over this big thing that I thought was a log, and it was an alligator tail. Then I slipped, and my donut went flying. I thought, I can catch it. Remember, on those old commercials where the woman, catches the wine glass before it goes on the white carpet? I thought, I can do it. I can grab it. And now I'm all muddy. Memories.
But Cliff, yes, we're in the swamp. We're talking about body hair.
Body hair. Listeners are saying, finally. And they're also saying, who better than to talk about all this body hair?
At some point over 12 years of doing a show, is that where we are? How long are we doing this?
This December begins, not ends, our 10th year.
Sorry, I'm just letting it sink in that we have 10 years of our voice on the air.
Oh, what voices they are.
Oh, the swampy is what they are, Cliff. Oh. We are, like you said, talking about body hair, and over the course of 10 years, you're bound to have to talk about body hair at some point. So
eventually.
This is it. Well, I'm just going to start us out, Cliff, and let you know the longest chest hair ever grown is 9 1/4 inches long.
9 1/4 inches.
That's isn't that fascinating?
Pretty long.
Has anyone seen the tire iron bars? We've got to dig the tire out of the swamp mud.
What, is it in the van?
I don't know. Looking at me in the van, I don't know. Crockpot packed everything before she took the kids off to the zoo.
Mr. Snodbottom, I told you I had an extra one in my purse.
I forgot, dear. I knew you always carry an extra comb in your purse, and now a tire iron as well. I knew you were so prepared, dear.
She always does have
it. It's one of your most attractive qualities.
Thank you, dear. You know I'm always trying to be prepared for everything, dear. Cliff, here, I brought you an extra change of clothes, dear, for all that mud that's on you, dear.
Thank you. Oh,
very nice. Oh, wait, are those butternut rye krispies?
Oh, is that what's in that purse?
Dear, guilty, dear. Here you go.
Oh, dear, you were saving those for later, dear. I thought we were going to have them when we returned to the studio.
Dear, I've got more in the van for the studio return.
I knew you were always prepared. I mentioned that lately? It's one of my most favorite qualities. It's so very attractive on you, girl.
Oh, dear, do go on, dear. You know what my favorite quality is, dear.
No.
Your ability to fix anything like this van, dear.
Let's get to it, girl. Hey, girl, hand me those nuts.
Oh, dear, right here. Here we go.
Well, they've gone off to screw those nuts. And we're here talking
about body hair.
Kendall, now tell me about your body hair. How often do you trim the pubes?
Oh, God. I don't trim my pubes.
Never?
No, I'm an Amazonian man.
Never?
No, I don't. No.
Now, Kendall... never?
Never.
I don't have to, Cliff.
I don't have to.
Oh, they're not that long?
I'm not an Amazonian woman. I'm not. I trim my underarm hair because that gets long.
Oh, now see, f***ing weirdo. Nobody trim. I'm a man. I can let that hair grow long. What? Yeah.
I'm not that kind of man. When you try to put deodorant on, it's all in the way. So I trim that down.
Oh, Kendall, shut up. Your arm hair only grows half an inch to an inch because body hair growth, it only goes on for a few months. Come on. Didn't you know that?
I did know that, Cliff.
Now, speaking of our other primates, humans have the thinnest body hair of all primates, and our hair is getting even thinner by the moment.
Cliff, you know that there is a unidentified disease that causes your fingernails to grow out of hair follicles instead of hair. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, do not Google it. You will be disturbed.
Hair nails?
Oh my God, no. It's like each little pore, or each little follicle. It looks like little pieces of fingernail is growing out. It's disgusting.
Out of your whole body?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's rare.
Oh,
it's,
no.
It's out there.
That reminds me, I just watched The Toxic Avenger yesterday. That is.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't it great?
Uh-huh. I want to watch that.
It's on Amazon Prime streaming. Watch it.
I will.
Watch it at your leisure, listeners. Kendall, yeah, body hair. Now, what else? Do you have any other, like, just personal tips for body hair?
Personal tips?
Yeah. What do you do
for
your body hair? Now, we know Susan's gone a lot, so maybe you don't feel the need to not look like a gorilla.
When you've been married as long as I have, Cliff, you don't feel the need for any kind of body trimming. Look. One
certainly don't feel the need for any body slimming.
Cliff, one of the things... that I do. I'm going to drop this bombshell right here on the air.
You already just told us you trim your armpit hair. What else could be more bombshell than that?
Well, I wax my ear hair. 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 Well, I don't. I have somebody else do it.
What?
Yes, I look, I'm like an old man. I have like hair growing out of my ears. It's weird.
There's a swamp gas that just erupted over there behind you. Was that, did you, you smell of that? What is that
smell? Oh, I
smell?
Thought you, I thought you just passed some gas, Cliff.
Oh, sorry, boys. I appear to have exerted myself too much.
God.
I had a bowel attack. Oh, and now there's even more waste impacting the tires and the mud, boys. I'm sorry. I've only made the problem worse, dear.
Oh, goodness, dear. It's terrible, dear. You might want to scoot your little recording studio over there, dear.
All right, here. Let's pick it all up.
Here we go. It does smell horrible. Oh, you just dropped your iPad into the mud.
Damn it. Hold on. Damn it.
Oh, dear. Make sure you get that piece over there, dear.
Oh, dear. Oh, stop my bowels, dear.
Oh, my God.
I haven't quite seen it yet.
Oh, I didn't know anything could smell worse than a smell.
But
do you know that the more body hair you have, the more intelligent you are?
Think how smart poor Robin Williams was.
Oh, I know. Research has shown a majority of Mensa members had more body hair compared to the average population.
Ooh, think how hairy Gina Davis must be.
Oh, let's not go there.
Don't go there.
I want to remember her nicely.
I love her. Who cares how hairy she is?
No, I don't.
Gina Davis, be your hairy self.
I don't mean that that's bad. I mean, I don't want to disgrace her good name by talking about her hairiness.
By mentioning her name on our show. Oh, my God, Kendall, don't touch that dial.
Oh, but I was gonna.
Don't touch that dial.
What is it we're not supposed to be touching? Dear, they're telling us not to touch something, dear.
Oh, dear, I was just about to... Should I not do this, dear? No, we're playing the game. Don't touch that dial.
It's just a game. Just a game.
Oh, dear, I see. All right, dear.
Whatever, Buzz.
Kendall, I got a thing for you.
I got a don't touch that dial
for you. Yeah, don't touch this dial, Kendall. What? Who once snapped at Wally Cleaver? I wasn't born a mother, Wally.
Was that, shit, what's her name? Cleaver
her.
Beaver?
It was her.
Mrs. Cleaver?
It was her. You don't know her name?
Shit.
April, May.
June Cleaver.
Yeah.
Thank you. What Star Trek actor's belly got bigger and bigger as each season progressed due to a lack of exercise time?
Oh, I don't remember doing Star Trek, but it must be me.
No, Cliff, that was old Billy Shatner.
Billy Shatz. Love it.
Billy Shatz.
Kendall, what Night Court character? I love these up-to-date questions.
They're very up-to-date.
You know, whoever...
We did bring our travel. Yeah. Don't
touch that dog. Oh. What Night Court character is addicted to magic tricks, just like you?
Cliff, I have to tell you, I know Harry Anderson personally. He's a member of the Magic Castle. I've been to a lecture of his.
Listeners, isn't it just like you just heard somebody who's met God himself?
I would equate Harry Anderson to God.
Okay.
Got me all off course with all this magic, got me all excited. Cliff, what Laugh-In star sneered, "We don't care. We don't have to. We're the phone company."
We're the phone company. Lily Tomlin.
Of course, Cliff.
Kendall, if Lily Tomlin were here today, I would just give her a big hug.
I could call Harry Anderson if you want me to.
See if he can pull some strings, okay? What crooner narrated The Legend of Sleepy Hollow on Walt Disney?
Oh, was that... Bing Crosby.
Kendall, I can understand that you would think it was me because we do have such similar voices.
The Headless Horseman, he's a moose.
But no, it was Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby. I didn't say Fat Crosby. And then finally, I got one more for you.
All right.
What show's original opening began, "There is a sixth dimension," until a brave worker told Rod there were only four?
Kendall, was it that show about that zone? The Twilight Zone?
Yes.
Oh.
I thought you were going to say the Danger Zone.
Do the Danger Zone. Danger Zone. How does that Danger Zone song go? I can't
gonna
find it.
Take you right into the Danger Zone.
I was thinking of in the Twilight Zone.
Remember dear, was there something about danger, dear? Should we be careful? Was there a viper, dear?
Oh, no. We were just singing this song that just came to our minds.
Dear, that's quite usual, dear. Sorry to interrupt.
Dear, I heard the boy say something about danger.
Dear, no, there's no danger, dear.
There's swamp vipers circling boy.
Well, dear, there
what's
probably
happening?
Are, dear. They were singing a song about the show, dear, something. Song about danger.
Well, you know,
Yeah, let's take a break. Check to see if there's any more Butternut Rye Krispies in the van.
Oh, please.
And we'll be right back after this.
Oh, my God. Oh, Kendall, you just stepped in bow.
Oh, God.
Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. You won't want to miss a thing.
Each year in the United States, 12,000 people die because of fire. Children must be taught not to play with matches. Gasoline must never be stored in your home. It could easily explode into a tragedy. Electrical outlets should never be overloaded to the point of danger. Careless smoking could kill you and your family. Take this advice from your safety council. Don't become a fire statistic.
Hope you're hungry. It's time for another helping of Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Mad, mad,
Oh, there's a swamp rat on my knee. Oh my God, that, it was standing up hissing at me.
That was close when that was going. That was going for flesh on your leg.
Oh my God.
It was at least the size of a bread basket.
There was, I swear there was blood dripping from his fangs.
Ooh.
You ever seen a giant? You
probably go to the doctor and get tested to make sure you don't have anything.
Kendall, I know what that really means. But anyway.
We're in a swamp. You almost got eaten by a rat.
I'm kidding, Kendall. You know it's a roast-like atmosphere
it's
on the show.
Always a roast-like
atmosphere. You fat piece of shit.
Speaking of pieces of shit, yeah. You know the most...
Oh, I thought you were talking about what's on your shoes.
No, there's plenty of that everywhere. You know the most common cause of pubic hair grooming injury?
Oh, when you use one of those dull kitchen knives to just trim it for a little bit.
Razor-related incidents.
Yeah.
I didn't really explain that well. Let me try that again.
Okay.
Cliff, did you know that razor-related incidents are the most common cause of pubic hair grooming injuries?
I do now.
Good.
Well, great.
Oh, dear. Dear, I'm so sorry to bother you, dear. I just want to make sure that you got the tape I gave you, or the, what do you call it, dear, a CD or something like that? Dear?
The disc.
The disc,
yeah,
dear.
The disc
I gave you that
you gave
disc
us.
of the recording of Funky, dear. It's so wonderful, dear, of her telling stories, dear. You should play it on the air, dear.
You think we should play it on the air?
Yes, I think we should play it on the air, dear. It's beautiful. I think the listeners would love to hear Funky.
All right. Well, Kendall, remember I told you about that disc that she gave us with the story from Funky?
Yes. Hold on. Where did I leave that?
All right, here. There it is.
Hold on. It's in here. I left it here. Under. Sorry, there's a lot of crumbs on it.
God, I can't wait for our listeners to hear. It's going to be so heartwarming, boy.
Sure.
Oh, dear. I just love our children and Funky so much.
Oh, dear. This is so beautiful, dear. And our new baby's so wonderful as well.
All right. Let's play this and then we'll...
Oh, okay, dear.
Once upon a time, there was a monkey and a kitty. So, they went out to pick some blueberries out the tree. So, they go outside, but there was a scary ghost. But they liked it because it was nice. So, they just go to sleep and take their nap. So, when it was time to wake up, so they just ate some breakfast and went to bed and all ate dinner. The end.
Oh, that was wonderful.
That was so cute. Oh,
dear, is she not the most genius girl you've ever heard, dear? She makes that up all on her own, dear.
It's all because of you, dear.
Oh, dear, stop it, dear.
Such a wonderful mother. Oh, you've taught her so well.
No, dear, you teach her all the wonderful values, dear.
Well,
all
now,
the wonderful things
speaking
in the world,
of your wonderful family, I know that it recently grew, and you had this opportunity to, you know, adopt another child.
Oh, yes, dear. It was just a wonderful experience, dear. Beautiful baby, dear.
We have so much love to share, about.
And dear, you know, we would love the name, dear, of our baby. We named him after, of course, my great uncle, Olaf, dear. And of course, Mr. Snodbottom.
Yes, my beloved uncle, who was like a second father to me, Buzz. He would take me to the ball games, and we were so poor that there were no balls to play with, only onions, Buzz. They would smack these onions with loose boards that they'd pried from an old house that was falling down. And we would sit and cheer for whichever team knocked the onion the farthest, and it was what he called the ball games. He was my dear Uncle Pepperoni, so called because of his distinct odor. He smelled just like a pepperoni.
Oh my.
These days, I can barely walk into a pizzeria without a tear coming to my eyeballs of my wonderful Uncle Pepperoni.
Oh, dear, loved him so, dear. And that's why you have such great ingenuity, dear, with the baseball game out of onions, dear. I love that story.
I think that's great.
Well, of course, the name Olaf Pepperoni is such a mouthful, dear. We're just going to call him Opie, of course.
Opie. So, yeah, Olaf Pepperoni, Snodbottom, Potter, Butter, Turn would be a mouthful.
Oh, dear, it's a lot to say, dear.
But Opie, Snodbottom, Potter, Butter, Turn, that's manageable.
Now, I will say when I'm angry, dear, that's what I'll call him.
Oh, you'll have to. Get down here this minute.
I love pepperoni, not bottom, butter.
I definitely.
I can't even say it, dear. It's too much.
It's hard. The listeners can barely even hear it. And so, but anyway, well, thank you. My heart just grew a few sizes. I needed that. We're here in the swamp.
Of course. Of course, we'll try to record some more stories for the show.
Oh, please do.
Yeah, we'd love them. We'll play them anytime you have.
Oh, anything Fonky wants to do. I just wish it was visual show so we could see her dance or do something like that, because I know it would be cute.
We'll have a show sometime, dear.
Someday.
But well, someday. We better get back to getting that tire out of the mud, or we're going to be here all night with these swamp vipers, dear.
Oh my god, they keep circling. And all right, so go back. I'll let you guys go back over there. We got to, what are we doing, Kendall? Something.
I don't know. We're doing some fun facts, I
think. Fun facts, that seems about right.
Which is kind of what we've been doing all day.
Boys, don't forget to do your fun facts, boys.
On it, Mr. Snodbottom. Thank you for the reminder.
Yes, boss. I'll see you later. Come along, dear. I think we can get to the tire.
I'm already over here trying to fix the tire, dear.
There you are, dear.
All right. So, Kendall, these are fun facts just about things that are fun. Couldn't we all use a pick-me-up in the swamp?
Yes, we certainly can. We could use a pick-me-up.
Couldn't all those of us stuck in the swamp use a little bitty pick-me-up?
In the form of a pizza.
Yeah.
When hippos are upset, Did you know their sweat turns red?
Oh, I did. But I like hearing it again.
Oh, you did. Have I told you that?
No. It's just one of those things a lot of people know. Kendall, November's birthstone is the topaz. Did you know that?
Well, of course I knew that. It's my birthstone.
And the flower of November is the chrysanthemum.
Knew it too.
Which is why Mrs. Butter turned, you know, she put all those in our lobby. The big buckets of chrysanthemums.
They were beautiful.
On your birthday, November 1st.
It smelled wonderful in there. It almost hid the smell of the bowels that Mr. Snodbottom had just before.
Well, you know, it was okay.
It was okay.
Earthy. It was like the smell of a flower bed that had just been mulched.
Yes. With a lot of manure. But now, okay, let's see, Mr. Smarty Pants, if you know this one.
All right.
During your lifetime, you know you were producing enough saliva to fill 2 swimming pools?
I did, and of course I knew that.
Oh, shit.
No.
Shut your mouth and keep 2 swimming pools worth of saliva in your mouth. Yes.
Ooh, think about swimming through a big pool of Jake Gyllenhaal's saliva.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. Saliva.
I think I just turned into a full-body orgasm.
I think I just had a bowel attack.
In the beautiful country of Finland, November is also a month that's just full of meaning.
And
in this country, people call November Marasku.
And Marasku.
It means the month of the dead.
Oh, wonderful.
In case you were wondering, everybody, we are living through the month of the dead.
I guess we are.
This is it.
I'm one of the dead.
Listeners are like, but wait, when is the month of the dead going to start? It's already begun.
You missed the start.
Catch up. Yeah.
Cliff, you know the top 6 foods that make you fart?
Oh, I don't know. But why don't you just count them down?
I think they're the 6 foods you eat.
Oh.
Beans, corn, bell peppers, cauliflower, cabbage, and milk.
Oh, that's what I had in my burrito.
that was my breakfast.
Yeah, I had all that with some milk poured over it. Mine was cashew milk, though, so you know it was a little bit healthier than whatever the hell you had. Kendall, did you know that Black Friday, upcoming day that's coming up, it's the busiest day for Roto-Rooter, the major plumbing service. It's just a fact.
I know it is in my house.
Just the facts, man.
Just the facts, man.
And Kendall, also I wanted to let you know that episode 314, a few years ago, there was Cliff and Kendall's November Awareness Month episode. Speaking of November, that's just a fact that I found fun because my name was in it.
Oh, I got a belch.
I was wondering if you heard it, like a swamp rat off to the side.
No, just a belch.
I got so nervous there.
God, there's
cool cheese.
Cliff, I got one more for you because I think everybody needs to know this.
Okay.
You know, every human spent about half an hour as a single cell.
Didn't they?
Yeah. Some of us never evolved past it.
I want to go back there.
Back to the
show. Oh, the swamp, Kendall. Now, do you think they're revving the engine over there? Is that helping anything?
I see a lot of mud slinging.
I see they're mud slinging.
I don't see the van getting out of the mud yet, though.
Well, maybe before we leave, maybe. All right, Kendall, we have one more segment. Don't we?
We do indeed.
All right, in your travel bag.
What would you do
there?
If I told you we had one more segment?
What would you
do? What would you do?
What would you do? Kendall.
That felt way too rehearsed.
Oh, Kendall. Their listeners are saying, I wish Cliff and Kendall didn't sound so rehearsed.
Nobody's ever fucking said that.
They might have said, why don't they just run through once?
God, I wish they would rehearse.
Ever. Once. Just give it a run through, guys.
All right, Cliff.
All right, Kendall.
There's a zombie outbreak. And we're all running to a boat to sail off to a deserted island, right?
Okay.
There's room for three people on this ship.
All right.
And me and Jake Gyllenhaal are trying to get on the boat with you. Who do you say?
Well, there's three of us. Can't we all go?
Wait a minute. Hold on. But this is the captain driving the boat, I guess.
I trust you to drive a ship, so it lets us all three go.
You're going to kick the captain off the boat.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Always trying to find a way out of this.
I'm trying to find a way to swim in a pool of Jake Gyllenhaal's saliva. Kendall, you know that turns you on. It turns you on so
Nothing
hard.
Nothing about saliva turns me on at all.
I know that in your lovemaking, Susan must spit in your face.
Maybe a pool of Lysol.
A pool of Lysol. It makes me burn. And weird
makes
place.
Makes me hot.
Makes me hot. Kendall, let's say this. Why don't you just
let's
tell me what you would do?
Okay.
Suddenly.
Oh, shit.
You're transported back to the Jurassic era. You're the only human on Earth with the dinosaurs. What would you do?
Oh, my God. I'd live it up like a king. That sounds like the most... Where do I sign up for this experiment?
I'm just so mad because, you know what, I just kicked the captain off the boat for him and so he could come with me and Jake Gyllenhaal and escape the zombies, and the least he could do is transported back to the dinosaur era is just kill himself when he realizes I'm not there.
Well, no, Cliff, I will go around. I will set up all these things for you when you are born.
Oh, okay.
I'll be like, big note, like, Cliff, if you find this, I'll give you, like, all the keys to, like, win the lottery.
Okay, like, you can make cave paintings that say, like, fat gay men should be unquestioned emperors.
Yes. Okay. See, I will make the future great for you.
Thanks.
Ooh, that was too scary. All right, Cliff, you fake your own death, right?
Oh, who am I, Tupac?
No one knows you're around anymore. Oh, you have complete freedom to do whatever you want, whenever you want to do it.
Mm.
What do you do?
Well... it makes me feel like I'm an invisible ghost, which makes me think that I would go into a men's locker room and just sit. But,
we can't do that.
I can't do that. See, that's, yeah.
You're like, look at my ghost. Like, we see you.
And if you can't do that, then I don't want to do it.
And why did you bring that bucket of saliva?
Could you just spit in this bucket? I don't know. I guess I would just open new credit cards.
Perfect.
Start charging under somebody else's name for a second.
I love it.
Kendall, let's say this. You woke up tomorrow with your head sewn to the carpet. What would you do?
Well, I wouldn't be any more surprised than I am right now in this
morning. Oh, God damn!
If that wasn't the perfect setup, Cliff, I would... I guess I would...
Susan, come to my face off this carpet.
I'm like, Susan?
She's in Dubai.
Cliff? You're at the fish hatchery.
I'm the fish hatchery.
Mrs. Butter Butter Butter, she's tending to Funky. Crockpot. Nobody's there. I guess I would just die.
I guess you'd just die.
With my head strapped in the carpet. Oh, Cliff, you are out and about in Busheltown.
Oh, that sounds like me.
And all of a sudden, you're like, oh, God, I got to sneeze. And you sneeze. And what happens? But you just piss your pants. And you got this huge wet spot on your pants right in the middle of town. What do you do?
Well, first of all...
You have horrible, awful sex with a witch.
I mean, I would just go home, I guess. But... All that makes me think of is how turned on I would be if Jake Gyllenhaal was next to me and he sneezed really big and then pissed his pants. And I'm like, oh.
Here, pee in this bucket.
Could you just pee in this bucket, please? That's what I would do.
Oh, my God. God, just go home. Way to answer a question there, Cliff.
There you go.
All right, I don't have anything else for you to do.
And I'm done doing
Ooh.
You, Kendall. Whoa. All right.
Mrs. Butter, she's just been able to dig the tire out of the mud boat.
Dear, luckily, I brought this big serving spoon with me, dear.
Oh, thank heavens.
That's a perfect shovel.
Hold on. Thank heaven. for serving spoons.
Oh, dear, I love that song.
I just had to get that one out for you.
I love it, dear.
Oh, bowls. Could you wrap us up, bowls? I've got to get home before I have another bowl.
You just had already three already while we've been out here.
I'm still not emptied out, bowls.
Oh, my. Go get in the van and we'll finish it up and pack it all in.
Oh, come along, dear. I need some emergency doilies to wipe myself off.
Don't you dare use my doilies, dear.
Oh, my God.
All right, Cliff. Carlos has had as much fun as I have in this swamp with all these vipers around.
Oh, my God.
Tune in next week.
Where is it? What?
You never told anybody where to listen to the show, who we were.
Can you believe it?
I'm so confused. Nobody knows what it is.
Okay. I'm Cliff.
Oh, and somebody's got to stand up and say pubic hair is good. Murder is bad. Sex is good. Violence is bad. And that was William H. Macy. I'm Kendall. And see you next week. Oh, swamp viper.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Hey, let's eat some breakfast and went to bed and all ate dinner. The end.